When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Coupon Cabin! Coupon Cabin!
When we hear that voice, what do we... what do we think Sly is going to talk about when they hear
Coupon Cabin?
I like a steamboat. That's going to be Rebecca Clayfish.
Little Stevie Wonder, boogie on reggae woman.
I like to do it. It's been a while since I've heard this. This is a fantastic song.
Captain, will you put the famous clip of Joel Clayfish about more God, less government at the bottom of my clip list, please? We need little Joel Clayfish in here, too.
Oh, yeah.
This is my favorite Wisconsin couple. So I'm working at home this morning, and I hear my cell phone in my dining room going off. Beep! Beep! I recharge it in the dining room. By the way, if you ever need to get a hold of me early morning, call the landline.
I will.
Okay.
Because you leave your cell phone on the table, like on the kitchen table.
Right.
How many landlines do you actually have in your 400-square-foot house?
400-square-foot house. Wow. That house is a good 950 square feet.
Okay.
Landlines. One,
that
two,
per room.
Three, four, five.
You have five landlines, really?
No, five phones.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I only have one landline.
I was like, why would you do that? What are you, a doctor's office?
I have three different phone numbers, so.
Yeah.
I have the terrorist phone.
Right.
And then I have my cell phone and the... Okay, so anyway.
You know what I learned on 9/11 is that you must have a landline to get a hold of your loved ones when something big happens, you know, in a city.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was in D.C. when it happened and all cell phone service was down, either because they wanted to cut off the terrorists.
Oh, and you didn't have a landline?
I did have a landline. But, you know, everybody in my neighborhood used it.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I was the rock star that day. I had something you needed.
Indeed. So all of a sudden I see I've got a text message. And it's Captain Morgan saying that that Rebecca Clayfish is going to be on the farm show.
Right.
And I'm like... I don't think she's ever shoveled you-know-what.
Manure.
Well, yes, she has, but not the... literally. So, sure enough, the woman who's married to Joel Clayfish.
Hello, my name is Joel Clayfish. I am honored to be here speaking to you. When I learned how many terrific speakers on the list today, I told my wife I'd make this brief. So here it is. Less government. Lower taxes, more God, more family, and leave my guns alone!
It's like a song.
With a little Howard Dean edited in there.
Leave my guns alone!
So, Coupon Cabin was on with Farm Babe this morning.
I heard her.
Yeah. And I don't really think she was giving Pam the answer that Pam was looking for about agriculture jobs. As a matter of fact, I think she'd given no thought to agriculture jobs, right? But, as you know, Scott Walker's plan for creating 250,000 jobs isn't really going that well. He had one good month and took total credit for it. But when things went south, he blamed the President of the United States. And, of course, the truth is, Wisconsin's economy and the country's economy are inexorably linked. Right?
Right.
So, governors don't have that much control over jobs. But it's pretty funny because they're desperate because that promise he made about 250,000 jobs.
Yes.
It's not going to happen.
But we did get Coupon Cabin.
We did get Coupon Cabin.
So, Rebecca Clayfish is on her charm offensive around the state. The governor is bogged down in scandal, right?
Boy,
so
is he ever.
He doesn't want to talk to the media right now. So Barbie is out with her charm offensive. Talk about the job summit at Lambeau Field. And I know for a fact the governor doesn't really like her. I'm pretty sure he knows she's a dimwit.
Oh, goodness.
That's true. Okay. generally, governors don't like their lieutenant governors.
Oh, just, really?
Oh, yeah.
They're just kind of put into that that position because of their constituents, or?
Well, remember, they're elected separately in the primary, and then they run together in the general. So they're not really handpicked.
I see.
Okay. So, but they are the same party. So anyway, here's Barbie. Here's Barbie. Barbie went on Channel 12 in Milwaukee first, which was her old TV station, where she was the consumer reporter.
A kind of walk Barbie.
So here she is. And you've got to watch this. Captain, will you put a link to her interview from Channel 12 up on my... Will you post that video? Because watching this is every bit as funny as listening to it. Matter of fact, it's better, because in the middle of the interview, all of a sudden, she takes over like she's a TV anchor again, totally ignores the reporter, and starts looking the camera dead on rather than at him.
Uh-oh.
So she just basically takes over like she's on an infomercial for the Walker administration. It is hilarious. Okay, here's Barbie.
And welcome back, everyone. This morning, we're talking jobs. A new effort to create jobs here in Wisconsin gets underway today. Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish joins me this morning with more on that. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks
Good
for being
morning.
Here. Well, the governor is traveling the state this week. He's talking with business leaders, but there's also a summit coming up in a couple of months. Tell us about it.
Well, we are really excited because in the campaign, you'll remember that the governor said, we're going to empower the lieutenant governor to travel the state and meet one-on-one with small business owners. We're going to call these small business roundtables. That's exactly what I've been doing, serving as kind of a jobs ambassador.
Well, yeah, like previous lieutenant governors really needed to be empowered to do that. It's right. That's like a special power she has.
Ooh.
To go up to Wausau to sit next to some guy, you know, who runs a chain of hardware stores and have a round table.
A round table.
It's a round table.
The wonderful thing is the governor has seen how much information, how much data you can capture by meeting one-on-one with these business owners, and we've decided to make it bigger. We're going to go to Lambeau Field, and on November 1st, from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m., we're going to do a Governor's Small Business Summit. It's the first time it's been done since Governor Dreyfus. It really shows our governor's commitment to small business issues and growing jobs in the state of Wisconsin.
By the way, Lee Dreyfus was a fine man, but a completely failed governor. We were in a recession. He squandered a state surplus. He literally left the state in shambles. The state had to borrow money for operating expenses by the time he got through. Jobless rate through the roof during the Dreyfus administration. So that shows you how well job summits work. This is what we call gimmickry. And both parties do it. It just happens to be that Barbie's on a roll here. And by the way, this is so self-aggrandizing. The governor's getting great information from my roundtables. Yeah.
I'm almost guessing that there was a teleprompter in this interview. Okay. Because what she said there about Governor Dreyfus was literally word for word what she told Pam at about 5:37.
Oh, gosh.
She does stay on script, though. Maybe she has some little points typed out.
They say you've been traveling around, but why a summit now, a year into the term?
Well, you saw what happened in January when we got tremendous bipartisan support for all of our jobs legislation. We called it the job special session. We ended up with wonderful changes in our taxation, litigation, regulatory climate, and we ended up with tax-free health savings accounts. Wonderful tools in the toolboxes.
Wonderful tools in the toolbox.
She likes to use that word. She likes to use it like her governor does.
Yes. Yes. I don't think she uses the same tools that, what's her name? Cynthia Archer uses.
Oh, goodness.
Over there in the Shanks Corners area. Anyway.
The snowblower.
So anyway, last month, Scott Walker and the Republican-controlled legislature, total job loss of 2,300 from July to August. The unemployment rate raising to 7.9%. So Scott Walker basically admitted on Mike Cushier's program a week ago that it's going to be very difficult for him to reach his goal of 250,000 jobs. So we'll continue here in a moment with Barbie's little charade. Again, I'll post it up on Sly's, or Captain will post it up on, I post nothing on Sly's office.
You like to pretend.
No, I really don't. I'm actually quite honest about it.
No, you did it, like last week you did one, you did a video or something. We were all very proud of you. We're like, Sly, you did that all by yourself?
What's that?
Well, you did a video on like Facebook or something. You put like a video up.
I did. Oh, I posted something on my Facebook page.
Oh, and that was it?
Yes.
It wasn't like a video or anything? I thought you did it.
But you think I actually... You think I actually initially posted something to Facebook? Yes. Are you kidding? I just saw something and put it up on my...
I was quite impressed for a minute.
I don't know how to download pictures off my camera. I don't know. I don't know crap. I don't have time for that crap.
You've got a movement to lead.
I know how to dump candy on a congressman's doorstep.
And I know that Rebecca Clayfish is going to have a job summit. Coupon cabin!
Lambeau Field?
Look at my hair. It's so pretty.
Anyway, we'll continue with Clayfish here next.
Sly.
Captain, with all due respect, this song from Carlos Santana does not describe Rebecca Clayfish. She is not a black magic woman. She's a vapid, shallow, conniving, ridiculous human being. This is a song about some mysterious woman. There's nothing mysterious about Rebecca Clayfish. As a matter of fact, the thing about Rebecca Clayfish is, when you scratch the surface, you know what you get?
What?
More surface.
I've never been accused of that.
That's actually an Alan Combs line about Sean Hannity.
That's hilarious.
Because, you know, I had lunch with him in Denver at the convention. He hates Sean Hannity.
Alan Combs hates Sean Hannity.
He goes,
wow.
He goes, you know what, Sean Hannity, you know what you get when you scratch the surface? More surface.
That's very funny.
So anyway,
here's more of Rebecca Clayfish
on WISN Television 12 in Milwaukee.
Small businesses to create jobs, but you saw what happened over the summer. The federal economy kind of stagnated. You know, over the last several months, we've seen all those flash panics on Wall Street. That's scary stuff for small business owners. When you're looking to create jobs, you want an element of certainty. You want an environment of stability.
Sweetheart, you're right. It was a bad summer for the economy, thanks to your friends in the Tea Party, to which you are a member.
I'm really worried about this line six that's blinking right now.
Oh,
it's either Marv or the lieutenant governor. Let's see.
Barbie? I don't think Barbie would call back.
All right, we continue.
The governor is looking for small business leaders' ideas on what they need in order to feel that certainty and feel that stability.
Well, let's talk about the numbers, because the governor talked about creating 250,000 new jobs during his four-year term. How many jobs to this point have been created?
About 30,000 new jobs in the private sector in the state of Wisconsin. And it's those private sector jobs that are really important to us, because those are the indicator of the health of our economy in Wisconsin.
So that 250,000, is that still a number that the administration is sticking to? That's still a goal that you think you can reach?
Absolutely. We are optimists in the Walker administration. In addition to that, we knew that that number was going to end up being backloaded. So we knew that more jobs would come further on down the road. And there's no doubt that, you know, what's going on nationwide is kind of throwing a wet blanket on the state of the economy here in Wisconsin.
Well, last week we learned that
that's interesting, because they blame Jim Doyle for everything in the state of Wisconsin, right?
Chrome Dome? The,
but Governor Baldy. They blame Governor Baldy for everything that went wrong. And
yeah.
I don't remember them giving him the lifeline of, well, the national economy tanked, right?
Right.
Okay. The truth is, governors don't have that much power to create jobs among in their states. Some, but not that much. And by the way, when they say create new jobs, what about... what about the old jobs? What about jobs that go out the door? Scott Walker's pretty slippery. Are they going to count, you know, is it going to be the total sum?
Right.
You know, you could create 30,000 new minimum wage jobs, and 40,000 good-paying jobs could go out the door. Does that mean you get credit for Coupon Cabin?
Unemployment rate ticked up a bit here in Wisconsin. So after hearing that, why should someone sitting at home who maybe has been out of work for weeks or months or years still have that hope and belief that the ship is going to turn around, that there is a job on the horizon? And what kind of timetable should they be looking at for those jobs to come here?
Well, it depends on your training, and it depends on how excited you are to get back in the workforce. You know, one of the reasons we're seeing our unemployment rate occasionally tick up is because more people are getting excited, more people are returning to the workforce. Now, that means unfortunate things for our unemployment rate, but it means really good things for our workforce. We in Wisconsin like to boast about having the best trained workforce in the nation. It's what we need in order to attract new jobs here and new interest from investors here. But if you are at home and you need a job and you're excited about rejoining the workforce, I urge you to go to our Department of Workforce Development website, jobcenterofwisconsin.com. You're going to find about 32,000 open jobs on that website.
She does the same thing Walker does with 1,000.
Yeah.
1,000.
Over accentuating on certain words.
But this is, I believe, somewhere in here is where she starts looking at the camera. We've linked the Channel 12 interview online here at Sly's office.
Post your resume up there. There are so many jobs that we are excited about on that website. We want to engage all of our small business owners from the state of Wisconsin. Put your open jobs up there, but also if you are at home and you're looking for work, that is a wonderful, completely free resource.
All right. Lieutenant Governor, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate this morning. The Job Creation Summit is November 1st from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Lambeau Field.
I wonder if I could go there. For that job summit.
Why not?
I wonder if I could. If the governor and lieutenant governor are there, don't you think they'd like to see me?
Oh, yes. I know they've missed you.
Bill, you're on 1670 WTDY.
Well, sure, you can go slide, but you have to fork over $50 because that's what it costs to get in.
Oh, are they charging for this?
Yep, 50 bucks.
Really?
I'll pay $50 for that.
Where does the 50? We're so excited about getting back in the workforce.
Where does the $50 go to? I suppose to pay for Lambeau Field.
That's the registration fee. It's in the news story. It says.
Oh.
But I just loved her roundtable because you remember her little rant on Christian radio about marrying inanimate objects.
Yes, lawn furniture.
She said,
"It's ridiculous."
Or, you know, clock? Can we marry dog? Can I marry this round table? Thank you.
You're welcome. It's ridiculous. Remember that? It's ridiculous.
I do.
Well, here's the Journal Sentinel piece that came out a couple days ago. Wisconsin lost an estimated 800 private sector jobs last month, while the unemployment rate ticked higher to 7.9% from 7.8%, prompting Scott Walker to announce a three-city state tour to listen to the concerns of job creators. Job losses also continued in local government sector, but it's funny because he gave everybody tools, which includes schools as well as city halls, county agencies across the state. Those entities lost an estimated 1,800 jobs. Including all public and private sector, the state lost a net 2,300 non-farm jobs in a one-month period adjusted for seasonal factors. We aren't immune from what's happening nationally, Walker said in a statement issued several hours before the State Department of Workforce Development issued the unemployment report Thursday. Well, you may remember that when they got good job numbers one month, Vicky had Stephanie Eskimo Pie,
yes.
Is that her name?
Klett.
Who drives a
Taurus.
Right. Stephanie Klett, who drives a Taurus, the tourism secretary. They were
trained.
On there.
Trained. Like a trained little puppet.
Stephanie Klett and her Taurus.
Oh, God.
Anyway, Stephanie Klett and her Taurus was on the radio in 2 seconds with Vicky McKenna.
Vicky McKenna.
Anyway, so they kind of, and look, politicians do this of all stripes, but the truth is, with the type of economy we have now, Wisconsin rises and falls with the rest of the country. Ironically, some of the steps that the Democrats took when we were in the heart of the recession did help the Wisconsin unemployment rate come down significantly compared to the national average. And if you look at the other industrial Midwest states, we're not in that bad a shape compared to them. But for instance, here's the thing. You always have to remember about Scott Walker. Scott Walker supports the trade deals that ship jobs out of the state, that literally give tax advantages to corporations that send jobs overseas. He, along with many others, have bought into this propaganda that free trade is free, which of course it isn't. It's nothing but investment agreements for corporations to move, you know, to move jobs all over the place, depending on who pays the worst.
Wow.
And right now it happens to be Vietnam, which is why China's starting to sink. You know why? Because they found a way to undercut China with jobs and move the jobs to Vietnam.
Incredible.
So there you go. There's your happy thing. But Rebecca, thanks for coming on our station this morning. We love you.